assessing what? The blessings of God. Which is what she assessed. Healing. Telling you. And the scripture says in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. It says, now I entrust you to God and the message of His what? Grace. When you read the Bible, I beg you, take those words seriously. You didn't write it. It was written by the Holy Spirit. Don't rewrite it. If you rewrite it, you won't benefit from it. It says, now I entrust you to God and the message of His what? Grace. Not just anything. The message of His grace, because that's the New Testament message. The message of His grace. The Bible says Christ brought us grace and truth. The message of His grace. Everybody say the message of His grace. That is now able, it is that message of His grace that is now able to do what? Build you up and give you an inheritance. Which means your blessings with all those that are set apart for Himself. The message of His grace brings you your blessings, gives you something, hands you over something, gives you what? Something. And builds you up. So have you realized the primary place of God's word in our assessing the blessings of God and our relationship with God? Have you ever realized the primary place the word of God plays, the gospel plays? Have you ever realized that? The message of the New Testament is the gospel. That's the core message of the New Testament. Have you realized the place of the message of the gospel to you in your assessing the blessings of God? See, our Lord Jesus Christ said it. He said that this word of His grace is the only one thing that is needful. Because that's what will give you, brother. It will give you your inheritance. It will give you my come. It will hold your Bible. Mike will give me. Can you see Mike? Mike will give me my what? Inheritance. Now, if Mike is not there, how do I get it? Jesus said, one thing that is needful. This guy is this word, because it's this word that will build your life. It's this word that will give you, is to give a hands over. This word is spirit, this word is alive, this word works, this word is something bigger than human understanding. It says it will give you something, it will give you your inheritance. And the Lord Jesus said, John, listen to me. The Lord Jesus Himself said, nobody has said it. He said, one thing is needful for you. It's this thing that will give you this. You need this so badly. This thing. And this is what the devil will come and say, you don't need. And the devil will give you something else in place of this. This is called rituals. This is all some kind of junk that people do. And they disregard what? This, because this will take you discipline to achieve. It will take you, it will pay the price for this. This doesn't come cheap. This does not come what? Cheap. But this one is easy. Lay hands on me. Pray for me. Prophesy over me. Sleep now. You didn't pay anything. Easy. But this one, you need to be disciplined. You need to pay the price. You need to time. You deserve everything. Because God says, I won't give you this unless you treasure it. Because it's the treasure of heaven. My treasure I don't give to pigs. They will trample what? Upon it, they call it nothing. I'll give it to you. But when you get this, well, it will give you everything. Everything you are chasing, He gives you. Everything. Because to those that believe this, all things become what? Possible. So in Luke chapter 10, verse 42, But one thing is nifu. How many things are nifu? One thing is nifu. And Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away. What did the sister choose? All over. And the sister thought that he didn't need that thing that Mary was getting. Like many of us sit here looking at me. You think you have something better? Is that a Bible study thing? I don't need it, man. I have something better. You have no idea what you are doing to yourself. I'm not kidding you. You have no idea. You are depriving yourself. One thing that Jesus said, what? You need. And when you are wiser than Jesus, you are in trouble. You've been deceived. Many times people spend time fighting the devil when the devil has them where I want. Already deceived you that you don't need what Jesus said you need. And you will sleep. You say you are fighting the devil. But he keeps you ignorant. Keeps you totally ignorant. In the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 4, 7, it told us the same thing. Above all and before all, I need to know my time. If I don't know my time, we can dismiss on Monday. Somebody has to help me. Okay. All right. Okay. I will see. Thank you. Proverbs 4:7. Above all and before all, do this. Above all and what? Before all. Everybody say above all. And before all. Do what? Do this. What does it say we do? Get wisdom. Write this at the top of your list. Now, is that really on top of your list? Because you think you don't need it. I have something better. I'm doing businessman. I have something better to do. It's not on top of your list. I'm telling you, you have been deceived already. The devil is got you. Because that's what you need to fight. You can't have a shield of faith without this. You have no sword without this. You are disarmed without this. But he told you, you have something better to do. So it's not on top of your list. And trials will come. Challenges will what? They do come. Especially in this world in which we live. Praise the Lord. Then 1 Corinthians 1:21. 1 Corinthians 1:21. For after that in wisdom, the people that took my destiny have messed up my iPad is not coming out. 1 Corinthians 1:21. For after that in wisdom of God, the world by wisdom. What? Can I tell you the truth? My heart, it will help you. You can't know God if you do things your way. It's not going to work. Let me repeat that. You think you know God because you go to church. You don't. I'm pretty soon I'll show you evidence of knowing God. You cannot know God when you sit up and figure out what you want to do. That figuring out is called human wisdom. The Bible says if you operate that way, you cannot know who? God. Let me say it again. Because that's why majority of people live. And they wonder. It says, for after in the wisdom, God designed it that way. That the world by wisdom, what? What? You know God. It pleased God now that is the foolishness of preaching that will save people that believe. Save you from your sickness, save you from demons, save you from poverty, save you from all this character flaw, save you from everything. He said, please God, that the foolishness of what? Do you know why it's not? The word of God is not on top of our list. It is foolish to me. They want anointing. But when God wanted to save the world, he sent the word. He didn't send the Holy Spirit. He sent the Word. He sent what? The Word that has been. He didn't send the Holy Spirit to go and use the anointing and send the Word. He sent the Word. Can I hear amen? I want to hear a big amen. Can we put that in message? If I don't know my fingers up my stuff. 1 Corinthians 1 says the world in all of its fancy wisdom never had a clue when it came to knowing God. God in his wisdom took delight in using what the world considered dumb preaching of all things to bring those who trust him into the way of salvation. Praise the Lord. So you see, today we are giving thanks for what God has done here, right? And done for you. We just shared her testimony. If I ask you to stand up, if God ever did any major miracles for you, this place would flow. Miracles. I remember the day we went to do dedication for Dr. Nayo's baby. And the Lord said to me, he said, there's going to be a shower. He said, I was looking out for something. I said, I'm looking for you. There was somebody I was looking for. I didn't see him. But the Lord told me, he said, their baby's coming. I was looking like, if no problem were there, I said, I'm looking for somebody. You remember? So I'm looking for somebody. I didn't want to call his name, because I wanted to see him and tell him, hey, your baby's coming. Today, some people's babies are coming. Can you say a big amen to that? Babies, physical babies, dreams that have been held back, babies, unfulfilled dreams are coming forth. They're coming forth. Unfulfilled dreams, things that have been held back because of the power of the Lord Jesus. The babies are coming forth. They 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 are coming forth. But I want to show you how to have those things come forth every day. So that every day becomes Christmas for you. 25th is Christmas, but you can have Christmas what? Every day. Because God says, I want to do this thing so that your joy shall be what? That's why he said, my word will give you those things that make your joy. So see what the scripture says. Study to show thyself what? Approved. 2 Timothy 2:15. The time remaining or the time. Time remaining, right? Okay, fine. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study. What did he say to do? Study. Come on, what did he say to do? Does study include teaching? Come on, I'm asking you. Do you sit down to be taught? Your pastor says, come for Bible study. Didn't you hear the preacher on Sunday? He said, I sat down to be taught. I was hungry for it. That sermon on Sunday, if it didn't touch you, then you have a problem. That thing blew my mind. Am I telling lies? It was something else. He said, I sat down to be. Holy Spirit said, you need to be taught. He said, I put teachers in the body of Christ to teach you. He said, their job is to teach you so that you grow and become mature. Let me ask you a question. If you're a CEO of a company, answer me. If you're a CEO of a company, and then you put her in charge of a department, and he is working supposed to. You can get up. Get up, you can get up. Get up, get up, get up. And he is supposed to serve. And the CEO says, put yourself under the authority I have what? Put it up. And the authority gives you instruction. I want to see you touch the Bible studies. He said, I'm not going to see you. Whose authority are you disobeying? His or God? Huh? That's what we do. I'm telling you people the truth of the matter. You can't know God if you want to do this your way. You will not. You are not going to. You can be going around the circles and doing religion. You won't know that. The only way, you need to humble yourself. That's what I was discussing with Pastor. I said the devil came and wanted to lift himself what? And what did God do? And Jesus came and made himself of what? No reputation. He said, follow me, this is the route. Follow me, this is the route. He said, the words I speak are not my own. I don't make my choice. I don't figure anything out. I don't figure it out. He said, because I know the son can of his own do what? So I can't figure out what I want to do. He said, what he says? Because he's the one that does everything. Everything. Church, I'm telling you, I owe it to you to tell you the truth. You can't make spiritual progress if you live by figuring out what you want to do. That's why I say, see that word? That's why people don't go for it. To something. You pay price for it. You had that girl, son. You had her. And you saw what the world, how the world had transformed her life. And the benefits she got out of it. Incredible miracle she got. He said, I don't want anybody laying hands on me, pray for me. I challenged her, I said, when will you grow up? Am I telling lies? He said, I've been here only 5 years. Only 5 years. He said, and I'm sitting here and teaching you. When I came, I couldn't speak English. But I had hunger. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, now I'm sitting here, and I'm what? Teaching you body. So he said, study. Everybody says study. To show thyself approved unto God. Now if I ask you, how many of us read our Bibles regularly? The percentage will be very low. Again, because that's something better to do. You figure out how to handle. Yep, that's why I don't need it. You have a man of God. When it comes, you go there. I say God doesn't know about men of God. When he says God, he knows about it. He appoints men of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be what? Ashamed. He said, if you want to avoid shame, you got to do this. Study. You got to study. You got to study. You got to study. You got to study. Rightly dividing the word of God. Rightly having a revelation from the Holy Spirit. It's not talking garbage stuff. It's that the Holy Spirit will give you a thorough understanding or revelation of what God was. It's saying. Jesus said to Peter, flesh and blood does not do this. It's my Father. So you want your life transformed. You want the children. You want to follow. Want to live like Jesus. If you want to live like Jesus, look at Romans chapter 12 from verse 1. Romans chapter 12 from verse what? 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the message of God, that you, number 1, present your bodies what? Which means stop doing things your way, the way you want it. The way you want it is over. It's the way he wants it. So your body becomes the living what? What you lay down. A sacrifice is you take over this. When you bring sacrifice to the Lord, is it not you give it to him and he leave him? Right? You don't take it back. If you present yourself a living sacrifice, you are presenting it to God and say, it's all yours now. Do what you want. It's all yours now. You know, I was talking to pastor by the pastor I met where we were. That had the church has 1,200 life centers. And out of the 15 supervisors in Foursquare, this one church produced 12. Think of it. One church produced 12 supervisors out of the 15 we have in the whole nation. This one pastor, this one church. This one what? Church. And he's ministering to thousands of people. By the way, he's coming next year to do a men's retreat for us. So we met and instantly we became friends. Apparently, he went to Nigeria. He got excited. He was so excited. He was really thrilled about that, carrying his bag and doing all those things. You know, Americans see such a thing, they go, wow. So he said, wow, there's something in honor. I said, yeah, that's our culture. So we became instant friends. But he told us something. He said, I was struggling. Until the Lord began to show me where I have disconnected with him. And it's not God. It's what is in my life. What is in my life? Where I have not surrendered it to him. He said, when I did that, our ministry would grow. No effort, no. He said, look, I've just begun the church. Those things in me were hindering the hand of God. And those things, as far as I'm concerned this morning, are all those things we decide on our own that God is not part of. The wisdom of men will come to what? See, the flesh will profit you nothing. I'm your pastor, I owe you the truth. Following the flesh will disconnect you from fellowship with God. That's what it does. And flesh is what you decide on your own. So, he said, present your bodies as a living what? Sacrifice. Let's continue. We're not done. This Gentile is inside you. Okay, I can read from you. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable what? Service. You say, I want to serve God. It's not only preaching as pastor. This is what God says, service to me. When you surrender yourself to me, then I can use it. That service. See, that's your reasonable service. I don't want titles and all this. That's not what God is after. What God is after is your soul. And the devil is after your soul. He doesn't want to surrender. He wants you to be doing things the way you like. Figure it out. So you are not a living sacrifice. That life is not really pleasing to you. It's not. Can I hear amen? I said it's not. Even that's why we have marriage issues, you know that. Because we are not really surrendered to the Lord. If you are surrendered to the Lord, you love your wife to pieces. You wash her feet and enjoy washing. I'm not kidding you. The Lord will talk to you about how to be a husband. Because your fellowship with the Lord is alive. You tell her certain things, the Lord will tell you no. No. Don't talk to her. Because as many as are led by what? But that leading is caught when we follow the flesh. You can't have two masters. The Spirit of God says, I'm going to lead you. You say, no, I figured out what to. How can you walk? He will leave you to God and follow your way. And that way, too, it will profit you what? So, it says, what are we reading? Romans chapter 12. That you present your bodies a living what? Sacrifice, and that is now wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable self, and do not be conformed what? Remember the Bible says that the world by their wisdom. Do not know. It says, don't conform to that type of wisdom. That the world is a science. They do things their way. If it feels good, do that their way. There's no cross, no sacrifice. So he says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Be what? Transformed. I didn't hear you. Be what? Transformed. Come on now. Be what? Transformed. By your effort, your power, by your will. You know, if you've been in the Bible studies in chapter 8 of Romans, you see what Paul is talking about uselessness of human will that they say, what I will, I'm not able what to do. The will is important because you have to will first. But that's not what you rely on. At the end of the day, except the Lord builds, those that are building. So he says, and now you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What renews your mind is knowledge. And the knowledge that renews your mind is the message of the cross. Is the message of the gospel. I can't stop telling you. Is the message of what? The gospel. That's what Jesus called me to preach. I saw him. He came to me. He said, are you now ready to preach the gospel? When he said, I didn't understand. Until finally he told me, that's the message of the New Testament. If anybody doesn't understand the gospel, we cannot operate the New Testament. That's the message of the New Testament. That's it. That's the wisdom of the New Testament. It's different from the laws of Moses. Can I hear amen? So, 2 Peter 1, 3. 2 Peter 1, verse what? 3. Can I hear amen? Amen. If you are happy, how you know you say amen? Amen. Am I communicating? Yes. 2 Peter 1, 3. By his divine power, God is going to. God has what? God has what? You know, I told the women, I said, if you want to receive from God, put it in the pastor. I said, watch your text. Because God cannot be saying, I've given you, and you're there saying, God, give me. I said, two of you can work together. Read the Bible thoroughly. You find that God will always tell you, I've given you this, I've given you this. In Christ, he's giving you everything. I said, watch your text now. Because most of the time, we put it in future. That's hope. Come back to faith. Faith calls it what? Because God also calls it what? Done. He said, I call those things that are not as if what? They were, which means they were, means they're done. Why? Because once God has spoken, so he said, by his divine power, God has given us. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor and say, I've given it to you. No, I didn't hear. Come on, say it, quick, say it. Say it one more time. He has what? Given it to you. Not going to. This is the word. He has given us. What did he give us? Everything we need to live a godly life. Right? All that pertains to what? Life itself. Which means everything I'm going to face in life, God has given me what I will use to overcome it. All that pertains to what? To life. But that's not where the Christian lives. The Christian is living in seeking God to give me. And God is looking at him and saying, the one that gave you, what did you do? What? You know, somebody was saying that God was asking somebody, saying, what did you do with my son? You received him. What did you what? Do with him? All that pertains to life and what? God. Is that right? So now here comes our brother Paul. Were you at the conference? I talked about Paul. Let me tell you what I told you. Here comes our brother Paul. And then a snake beats his hand. Right? Come on now. And then Paul called prayer meeting. Huh? No. Then he started binding the devil. What did he do? Church of and continuous. Why? Because God has already given him. What would deal with that? What did God give him? Even if you drink any deadly thing, it shall what? Why will you not hurt him? Because the spirit of Christ is in him, giving life to his mortal body. So that poison of the snake hit the power of God and died. There's a power that worketh what? And the Bible says, the power of God gave us this. The power of God gave us this. The power of God, what? You are still seeking anointing. You don't know what you're doing. The power of God has already what? Given you those things. You're not receiving them because you haven't made the word of God number one on your list. And the Bible says, my people perish for what? And God wants to cure us from ignorance, but we will not listen. We'll not listen. There's not here. Let's read that scripture again. 1 Peter 1:2. By his divine what? power. By his what? By his what? So are you supposed to be seeking the divine power or receiving what he has already given you? Which one now? Come on, talk to me. Are you supposed to be seeking that divine power or receiving what he has already given? Which one do we seek most? Power! Say, Pastor, oh, there's anointing here. Well, the anointing already given me all I need. So take your anointing. So, can I hear amen?
Amen?
Because when you know that know what he has given, the Bible says the Spirit of God was given to us. So we know those things that have been freely what? Do you know them? You are seeking power instead of seeking to know those things that have been given to you in Christ. You are seeking power, seeking for somebody to lay hands on you, somebody prophesy on me, blow on me. God said, no, why I gave you the Holy Spirit is for you to know that I have already given you stuff and I give it to you freely. You don't have to pay for it. It has already been. I'm not waiting for you to fast. I gave it to you in Christ. The day you received my son, I gave you all things. But why do we fast? We are seeking for the same things that God says I have what? Given you. And he said, those things that have been freely. Freely. I tell myself, I said, only God can be God. If I'm God, I will wipe out the church and create new people. I mean, God says, it cost me my son to give you this. And you turn around trying to fast for 40 days to get what you can't get. You can't get it. It's impossible. It is impossible. You cannot pray yourself to get penalty for your sin. For nothing can wash away your sin except what? The blood of, and it is that sin that stands between you and God. And God says, for God so loved, I saw you in that mess, I love you too. And I gave you my son. That through him, you can come into my inheritance and become my daughter and become a member of my house. And all the blessings of the house becomes yours. I said, Lord, well, you know, Lord, I forgot out how to do it. I need 40 days drive. Why? My prophet says, your prophet and the Holy Spirit, who is right? Can we read that 2 Peter 1 3? Before we read it, I want us to make a deal. You have to believe it. If you don't want to believe it, I'm not reading it. Can we have a deal? Are you going to believe this? So let's read it together. Let's go. By his divine power. By his what? What has his divine power done? Has given us everything we need for living a godly life. One, we have received all of this by coming to know him. You see what the Bible says? Put this knowing him at the top of your list. If you don't know him, this will work. Because it is in him you find that everything you need for your life has been what? Given to you. So when the challenge comes, you go back to your bag and take what you need. When David faced Goliath, he said, I have a bag full of rocks. I need just this one. You go to your Bible. It's a bag full of rocks. You go to your Bible and you pick this one. He said, this is what the Lord has done for me, and you are not taking it from me. You stand and fight it out. Can I hear amen? That's why the devil is called a thief. A thief steals what already belongs to you. Sometimes we pack it and give to him. I say, ignorant human being, give me. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Look at 1 John 3:6. I need to remove this thing. This thing is Western recuperance. That's you. Yep. Last Sunday, it's your gift. I mean, I feel better. Are you kidding me? This is good, man. So, what did we read? What did we say we are reading? 1 John what? Anyone who continues to live in sin, who continues to live in him, will not sin. But anyone who keeps on sinning, what? What? I want to say it again. Say it louder. You see what why Jesus said one thing is needful. Because when you know him, you stop sinning. He's there. He said the reason we sin is that we don't know him. If you know him, you know the things that has been what? Given to you to confront that thing. That's what that pastor was saying. He said, when I realized what was hampering my life, it was what was inside of me. And I had ability to deal with it. And when I did, he said, heaven open. I tell you, you can live, every day can be Christmas. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Come on, I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Come on, I said, praise the Lord. You know, the Lord was sharing with me something. I said, take your wife. He said, some pastors died because of that. I said, take your wife. He said, I'm telling you. I gave her to you. Honor me by treating her. I gave her what? Have you ever given somebody a gift and he rubbishes it? How happy do you become? He said, he that founded the wife, founded a good, and obtained what? From God. So God. I mean, somebody gives you something, and you rubbish it. Treat it anyhow. Scold her. Shut up. And the head of the soul. No. That gift was given to you to clean that up and beautify. Sometimes take a trip to Macy's, it's part of it. Not Main Street, it's Macy's. Praise the Lord. My credit card is loaded because of these trips. But it's a good trip. I don't know why I'm saying this, but sometimes I start saying things like this. But God is talking to somebody. He said, treat her well. He said, some pastor died. I'm not kidding. He said, the pastor. They followed, they figured out that how to marry her. And when you figure it out, it's coming from God. The way God figured it out is from what I told you. Love her. But you won't love her because you figured out what? Yeah, because we're not in America. I said, okay. When you separate in fellowship with God, you expose yourself to danger because you need His presence to work for you. That's when you can say, if God be, you can't be saying that we have walked away from you. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. He that has ear to hear. So let's get back to our sermon. Whoa, this is amazing. So, in Proverbs chapter 107, verse 20. 107. Did we read Proverbs? Psalm 107, verse 20. Sorry. He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word what? Now he gave us, the word brings you healing. He said, the word gives you. So what it brings is healing. And deliver them from. But you know, this scripture is talking about Christ the word. It's talking about Christ the word. Christ the word. You cannot walk with Jesus apart from his word. And that word is the message of the gospel. Let me repeat it again. It's the message of what? The gospel. Now, see the instruction we are given. Proverbs 4:20. My son or my daughter. Proverbs 4:20. Can we read it together? One, two, go. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. If you don't, then let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them where? In the midst of thy heart. For they are, number one, what? Life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. It transforms your life because you prosper as your soul prospers. And the only thing that can save your soul is the word of Christ. You say, oh, I'm going to be holy now. You can't. You just cannot. If you could, Jesus won't come. If you can't deal with sin, then Jesus wouldn't have come. It's because we couldn't that he came. That what the flesh, what the law could not do, God now did, so that the righteous requirements of the law can now be fulfilled. He did it through Christ coming into your life. And the first thing Christ did was to take away that thing that's your problem. His sinful nature, took it away and put his nature on you. Come on, can I hear an amen? Then that becomes your hope of glory. So my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sins. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Keep them what? I don't hear you. So what do we find in the midst of your heart? Is it not Nigerian films, movies, American movies? He said we have movie night. No, how Bible night? Jesus said that's what it's made for. You know all the actors and actresses and stars. Is that stars they call them? I don't call them stars. They're not stars. Jesus is the star I have. Stars of what? What did they model for me? What did they model for me? Show me what they model for me. They are stars. Stars for me. The world we praise our own. But make your boast in the Lord your God. You have time for movies. You have time for everything. Some of you sit in church and you are playing on your what? Phones. And parents give their children these things. Tomorrow they become rebellious. You are the first victim. I'm not kidding you. You call pastor, I'm not coming. Because when we are telling you, you yourself, give yourself to the world you didn't hear, then you gave your son games in church. Aren't you insulting God? If somebody is talking to you and you're playing games, you are talking to your child and he's playing games, is that not an insult? So we're in the house of God, talking about the word of God, and your very child is playing games and it's okay for you. What you want is what you get. You are going to be the first victim of that character you're doing. Not me. I don't live with them. Yeah? I'm telling you now. If you want your son, child transformed, let the mind be renewed by the word of God. That's all you need to do. And then he becomes, character changes to that of Christ. When it might take time, there could be some battles in it, but the end result is where the world will take better. Sometimes they go away. Oh, they go away sometimes. But don't worry about it. Because you brought up a child in the way, he said, don't worry. When he grows up, you can't run away. At a point, the word of God will arouse them back. That thing is powerful. Powerful, sharper than any two-edged. It's too powerful, I'm telling you. When you understand what I was saying, you can have peace. In the midst of tumult, you can see. Say, if you like, go right, go left. You are coming because something in you won't let you go. It's called the word of the living God. It will rout you. Have you read that Billy Graham's son? Rebel, he said, I'm not doing this church. Then he went to do drugs. The poor father was broken, and the Lord said, love him like he's your associate pastor. If you know how you love him, if he was your assistant pastor, love him. He said, that's still the way I love him. I don't love him less because of him. I want you to love him. And the man started to. And one day, the very man that went to do drugs did what? Whopper. Now he's in charge of his father's ministry. Do you know Dr. St. Franklin? He went to do drugs. He said, every day, church, I'm tired. It's the only church right now. You know? Yeah. Then he said he would smoke weed and be seeing Elijah. Real story. He said, I will smoke weed. I will never get high. I will see Moses. So every single time we smoke weed, Others will be high, but I will be seeing the old prophets. And I said, what is this? He said, I will smoke to be high. Never. Didn't work. And one day, the boy said, take your wits. Let me go back to my father. What is he doing now? Preaching that gospel that he rejected. And the father didn't bother. Brethren, what we are talking about is the word of the living God. That thing has power. It has power. It has ability. It pierces the heart of a man. I was telling my wife, I said, you can tell stories in church. You can tell people stories. But except the Spirit of God talks through this, the Bible, you won't touch the heart of the only thing that has the power to do it is the word of the living God. That's why you should make it your priority. It will begin to pierce your own heart and clean you out. Jesus said you are clean because of the words I've spoken to you. You need to, if you know me some years ago, I told God, I said, you chose the wrong person to be a pastor. I said, Lord, I'm going to mess up my church because I kicked some people out. And I used to do that. I used to be wrong. All of a sudden, I look at myself now. I'm going, is this the same person? I don't even know when the thing happened. But I realized that something is transforming me from glory to what? Glory. Glory to what? Glory. And all those hassle and stuff. You can see things going bad. Look at it. And the Lord will take care of you. And you turn your way and go. Can I hear amen? So he said to give attention to his word for their life and keep them. I'll give you one or two scriptures and I'm done. Did you get something? So now it's a choice. It's a choice because see what happens if you don't make that choice. See what happens. Your life will begin to go backwards. Your character will begin to go backwards. See what 2 Peter 2:19 said. Why they promised them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. You know who he's talking about? Those people that promise you anointing and power. So they promise them what? Liberty. He said, you come, I have the anointing. Right? So they promise them what? Liberty. Is it not what happens to them? They promise liberty. He said, just touch my feet. No, I need to touch Jesus, not you. So he said, they promise them liberty. They themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. Verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus and said, you see how they escaped the pollution of the world? It's through that knowledge of whom? Church, through what? The knowledge of what? The Lord and Savior. That's how you escape. That's how you escape the pollution of the world. That's how you know the truth. You continue in the truth. And you come to know the truth who is Christ, and then he will set you free from the pollutions of the world. That's how you escape it. He said, after you escape through this knowledge, they are again entangled in them and overcome. The latter end is worse for them. That's why I'm warning you. Don't destroy your life. Why? Look at what Jesus said in Matthew 13:18. No, not in Matthew. Matthew 12:44. Matthew 12:44. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came. And when he's come, he found it. It's empty. There's no knowledge there. There's no word of God there. Nothing. It's empty. But he swept and vanished. Verse 44. Then the devil says, wow. Then he goes and take it with him. How many? 7 others with more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. Then the last state of that man is worse than the first. That's what Peter is saying. He said, if you don't continue in this thing, you are going to go back to what you vomited. Your life will start going back. You lose passion for God. You lose excitement for Jesus. You become a Sunday Christian. The things of God, you'll be finding fault everywhere. All you see is fault. you'll be tumbling out of your mouth. Pra, 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 pra. You won't love Jesus at all. He said you are going to go back to the things you vomited before. And your second stage will be worse than. That's what Jesus is saying. The demons will see to it. Because they're the ones telling you all this fault, blinding you. But the others are excited, you are not. If you are not excited in the house of the Lord, something is wrong with you. Because David said, I was what? When they said, you said, yeah, Pastor, they are not perfect. You are not too. The day you entered, you made it imperfect. You are not perfect, just. Why not you go and remove what? Your eyes, then you can see clearly. And they did this to me. The ones you did to people, have you said it? Huh? Come on now. Okay. Nobody is perfect. The day I enter this church stopped being perfect. And don't kill me because I'm not perfect because you're in my class. We're in the same class of imperfect people. You expect me to be perfect when you are not. So we grow together. You encourage me. I encourage you. You forgive me. I forgive you. Because as we are growing, we are going to be stepping on each other's toes. And we are going to have emotions rise up. But the Spirit of God will come and control it. And I come back and say, well, no, that thing, I'm sorry about it. That's how we grow. That's how we come together. But we have to give ourselves to the world. And the world will begin to show you how to treat your brother in love. Can I hear amen? Walk in love. And the Bible says, if a man does not walk in love, he doesn't know God. For God is love. Can you write a list of what you did to God in 1 week? And you are here sitting up and judging another brother. You see, if I start loving her, her mind towards me starts what? And pretty soon, we become strong partners. And she can come to me and say, well, can you help me? I say, sure. Yes, sir. But what the devil would like is to divide us. Because a kingdom divided. And Jesus said, if you are not gathering in church, you come to church, you are not gathering, you are not walking by me. So you have a different spirit. So if you are scattering, give them us. And some of you in this church really do that. Them and us. The poor, the rich. That spirit is Satan. It's Satan. Everyone that walks here is your brother. You should embrace them. It's your sister. You should. The skin, the background means nothing. And if they feel hurt, go and apologize and say, my sister, I will say, okay, I'm sorry. You know, the place we are going. The first day I came, one man came to me. He said, somebody here said something to one of our people here. And then they know, say, the person was rude. I said, I'm sorry. Are you the pastor? I said, is he you? I said, I'm sorry. I said, why is the man? Take me to him. I want to apologize. I said, please. I'm so sorry. Forgive us. If I tell you what that is, the man went to the whole village telling them. He said, I saw this pastor that went down begging for forgiveness. Everybody said, whoa, really? He did? I said, yeah. Yeah, did. Now, we have favor all over the place. Their impression of us changed. But the devil brought that thing to send wrong information before we arrived. And how did I overcome it? Go low. You overcome evil with what? Go low. Bend low, bend. So, you see that place we are going? Please don't fight with anybody. If they complain about anything, please do what? How can I? What do you want me to do? Do it. You win their soul. It's not about you. It's about who? Men and God.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.